DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
There he is.
Hi, buddy.
It's a miracle.
We're so sorry, Jim.
Yeah, maybe next time have a dry run first before just trying to, you know, throw us all at it like that.
Well, the thing is we had a dry one with Bryce like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, something like that, and everything worked great. So pretty sure something on your computer is not set right. And like Danny said, we think it's probably one of your USB drives is kind of fucked. So.
Possible.
Maybe you and I can get together another day this week and try and get it hooked up.
Okay. I mean, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Fair.
So. But Bryce had to throw his 2 cents in and seem all superior and shit.
Well, of course.
Fucking jackass.
Ready to do a show?
Well, we're here now.
Why not?
We're already doing a show.
Fuck real.
I started recording. We're doing a show. Everyone's here. One. Danny's back.
I am. You know.
Danny, miss you, man.
Likewise, buddy.
You missed a hell of a show. At least a half of a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah. We have to revisit that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Coronavirus. I just remembered what revisiting that entails. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the coronavirus is still a thing, so we should probably continue. Oh, you meant the other thing.
Yeah, the other thing. Okay, so last week, Jim admitted to eating a coworker's sandwich. Not once.
Dirty fucker.
Not twice.
Oh, no.
But on many occasions. And somehow, this led to a new TV show idea.
Oh, fuck. Lunch absconderie, huh?
It's called Hunting Down Your Fucking Coworkers.
No, that's the spinoff, Jim. We talked about that. This is a spinoff. But this show idea had both Jim and Samantha going back and forth on Messenger for an hour and a half after the
yes.
show was done.
Yes, okay,
and
yeah.
It was done. Jim kept going for a little while.
No, and I remember I chimed in on a few of those, too. Yep. I just recognized it as sandwich-related call names of sorts.
Yeah, no, this is a show called The Sandwich Detective.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows the exploits of Colby Rye.
Yes.
A
grizzled detective.
A grizzled police detective with a heart of gold.
Panini department. It was rough.
and he works out of Bakerstown.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the what did we say was the district he was in?
Delhi district? We had like different parts of the city cordoned off. The bad part of town was the Crumbs.
Yeah, the Crumbs.
Yeah,
I remember the Crumbs.
Yep.
Then there was the upper crust where all the rich people were.
That's where all the white bread is.
That's all the white bread is. Yeah, the white bread.
The white bread.
Like, we tapped into some kind of a well of creativity that had just been like, I don't know, plugged up or something, and it was the laxative that just came pouring out of me. I'm at mid entry. I'm like, I can't believe I'm still doing this bit, and I'm like, I'm not just gonna think that. I'm gonna put that down. So I wrote out like, I can't believe I'm still doing this bit. Then I'd fire off like 4 or 5 more ideas for characters based on sandwiches from around the world. Apparently,
uh-huh. Okay. So I've got to.
Down a list.
Yeah, I found it. I'm still scrolling up because there's a lot of shit.
Oh, God.
was showing them to Ryan, and he was like, you guys are crazy. But he was laughing at them. So I'm like, good. That's good. Target audience.
Jim came up with like slogans for the show. A man who relishes justice over any other. Dude, cutting the crust off crime. Mm-hmm. Justice is the most important meal of the day.
Justice heavy. These are all just skyballing. We're just skyballing.
Oh, his former partner was given the French dip.
Wait, no, Jim, we are not we're rye-balling.
Oh, now we got pun jokes.
Oh, the whole thing was pun jokes. I mean, it was...
Oh, that's where I chimed in. Because I had gone through and looked at what the hell was going on. And I had finally just commented on what the actual fuck is going on here.
This is... So, Jim spent...
Seriously, I timed it.
Samantha...
I look back, I'm just an hour and fuck half of my life that I just spent on sandwiches and detective work.
I love Samantha's comment here. The assistant DA, pump or nickel?
Nice.
I was pissed I hadn't come up with it. I'm like, shit. There's
both at the table. Oh, Samantha wants a gang called the 5th Street Jiffies.
You should have the lieutenant of the police department be LT Provolone. Lettuce and tomato provolone.
We were branching off into like what the fire department, what food group that they would be around. We're like chili.
Roasted chili. Well,
and we talked about like drugs or condiments.
Why does this feel like the world's worst version of VeggieTales I've ever heard?
The best fucking version of VeggieTales.
That's fair. Right? That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, we talked about there's a big shipment of mustard hitting the streets, and the captain really wants us to get out there and stop this mustard from spreading.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So
it's all over my head.
Go to the top of that and just list off all the characters.
Oh, I'm still scrolling up. This is...
We got that new Dijon on the streets. Stop this French bastard.
Well, it started because we were like, well, he's got to have like a little informant, like a little kid.
Yeah, here it is. So Samantha says, there needs to be a street urchin informer kid named Pecan Sandy. Jim followed it up with Ladyfinger. I honestly think that's the cat burglar.
Ladyfinger?
Ladyfinger, yeah.
Something after that, like Ladyfinger is like equivalent to, in Gotham, Jada Pinkett Smith's character.
Oh, Fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the bartender where he goes, Hoagie.
Naturally, you know.
Hoagie the bartender. Hoagie sees a lot, but he doesn't see much.
The kids are all jacked up on some sort of horseradish.
Yeah. They're like, oh, did you hear about Cassandra? She OD'd on some bad mayo. Like, every condiment is a different drug.
Of course, the rookie cops, there's Philip, Bobby, and Jack, or as they're known around the squad, PB&J.
Yeah.
As per his custom. Good grief.
I was ashamed, and yet I was enraged. It's a weird emotion to wear. It really was. I was like, I'm proud, but I'm like, it's hard. One hand is like raised in victory, and the other one is covering my face.
This is escalating. Better call out the sub team.
Is that right? Who the hell do you think you are? Some special big town hero or something?
The sub team, which is their version of SWAT, was what again, James?
Special Urban Ballistics.
Yeah. That one was kind of, like, not bad. That one was kind of redeeming.
Led by Reuben Marblebread.
Yeah. Jewish, clearly. Very Jewish, very Jewish. But good guy. Solid dude.
Solid dude. You want
good.
I'm going to quote this verbatim because this is from Jim. Italian art thief. My God, I can't believe I'm still doing this bit. Italian art thief, Guy Panini.
That was one of my favorites. I laughed so hard at that.
Guy Panini. You should almost see him. could almost see him, right? And he's using, yeah, like, fucking baguettes to, like, break into the place. To, like, trip to fool the lasers.
You're busted, Panini! We got this place surrounded!
We got this caper all wrapped up. In a nice little baggie. With your name on it, son.
He takes the wax paper that his sandwich is wrapped in, and he uses that to trick the lasers.
Yeah, I started figuring out what was going on about halfway through, and that's when you made the comment of my partner was given the French dip. I said, sounds like you need a hero. And he goes, Detective Colby Rye is that hero. And a man who relishes justice over anything. I said, he spreads on a thick layer of justice.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, that is the first issue. Holy shit. That's the first issue.
No, this is straight to TV. No issue. Yeah.
It's pure gold.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about pitching it.
Wow.
Okay, you guys. Are you ready for the greatest detective TV show you've ever seen? Wait, where are you going?
I don't think anyone's ready for this, bud.
No, we'll just come in with bags full of different sandwiches.
And, yeah.
We'll
and they all have googly eyes on them.
A little bit of cheese sticking out the side like a tongue.
If somehow we could get a hold of Seth Rogen, and because I mean he did Sausage Party.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
This is straight fucking horror comedy porno, whatever the fuck that was.
Priceless.
And, but, like, if we pitched this just right, like no, it's got to be live action. He's just like, I got to have a part in this. I'm like, you wrote it for me. He'd be so flattered he would get us all really high, and then we would get like $1 million each a day.
Jim's
Jim tweet Seth Rogen right yeah. now.
Jim, I love this. There's a criminal known only as the Nibbler. His catchphrase is, "You gonna finish that?" That is a serial murderer right there.
Yeah,
this looks like the work of the Nibbler.
Look at the nibble marks all around the victim.
Damn it, Rye! You go in there all open-faced, you're going to blow this whole investigation!
Yeah.
I was again. Laughing so hard. I was annoying Ryan so much, reading him these.
So at a certain point...
Oh my god, this is great! The communications specialist, Bradley Lawrence Taylor.
BLT. Yep.
That one I kind of telegraphed. Oh, it was a little telegraphed. I was like, shit, I can work on that. But no, at one point I just said, you know, screw this. I went to Wikipedia, and I'm like, sandwiches, and just went down the list. I'm like, everybody's getting a part on my show.
I missed some of these, like the eccentric philanthropist Monte Cristo and his wife, simply known as Cucumber.
And I said she should be named Kale.
No, we did have something for Kale.
Yeah, Callie.
Yeah, Callie. Callie was Callie. his was Callie his new girlfriend?
Yes, after Latisse left him.
Yeah, Latisse was his former wife.
Outstanding.
And lettuce.
Their weapons tech is Cucumber.
Samantha. I think that was Samantha.
It was. She's genius.
Thank you.
The lead henchman is Dagwood.
Yeah. Because I figure big, tall, looking stupid, and like, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But yeah, it's...
This is kind of stretching, but I like it. There's a Middle Eastern police officer named Felicia Falafel.
Yeah. Like an officer exchange program.
Oh my god!
And Sam Shawarma.
Again, I'm going to read this verbatim because this is Jim. We have a Greek helicopter pilot. For the love of God, please, someone stop me. A Greek helicopter pilot named Euro. And everyone gets his name wrong.
What's up, Gyro?
Jim, I don't say this very often, but you are a genius, sir.
This will be what I'll be remembered as.
The sandwich guy.
Yeah. Not the lives I've saved. Not
an illegal seafood distributor known as Lobster Roll. Yeah.
Again, And just a bit of a side note, but can we all agree that sandwiches are probably by far the easiest meal of all time to eat whenever?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of one of those things I've come to realize over the last, you know, couple of weeks that it's like, you know, you can make a steak dinner with baked potato and it's fucking delicious and you love it. You know, it's just that right moment for that right spot. But if someone offers you a sandwich in exchange for that, I'm not going to lie. A lot of the times I'll say yes.
One of the things that I had forgotten about life in Pennsylvania is that we serve bread at every meal. Not like rolls, but like, you know,
just sliced bread,
slices of bread.
Huh.
And one of the things that I picked up from my dad, and I never thought of it as weird until, you know, I started to try and share a life with people and they're just like, that's what you do with your food. Like I would make a sandwich out of everything that I was eating. Like no matter what it was.
And well, yeah, the bread's there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bit of a challenge. Like, so. I always wondered why, you know, I always had such difficulty trying to lose weight. I'm like, well, dude, you're eating carbs. You're eating a carb sandwich. You have carbs. You have, like, mashed potatoes in bread. Like, that is just all carb.
Jim, I'm going to disagree with one character here. You've got her listed as the saucy waitress. I think she should be a stripper with the name Patty Melt.
Patty Melt. Okay.
Next up on the front stage, get your dollar bills ready.
I'm not going to lie, that one's a little low-hanging fruit there, bud.
A wannabe small-time arms dealer, po-boy?
Po-boy, yeah, no, I was okay with that.
There's one, though, was it like aspiring human trafficker? Like, they're not human trafficking yet, but they're aspiring. Like, I don't know why.
Hasn't gone pro-Valone yet.
The former sea captain, Sloppy Joe.
Danny, I saw what you did there.
All right, hold on. So, pause. I'm going to tweet Seth Rogen right now.
Yes.
Here's what
I
know, right? Here, not like we're going to get a response, but it would be funny if we did.
Fuck, here's why not?
At Seth Rogen. No joke. How would me and my friends get in touch with you to pitch a gritty, and I spelled it G-R-I-D-D-Y, like griddle, a gritty detective show made entirely of sandwiches and the script is mostly puns?
Fucking beautifully worded.
And with your all's approval, I'm going to tweet that.
Please
do.
Anyone who's listening to this show, find my Twitter, and just tell Seth Rogen we want a sandwich detective show.
I'll have to fire Twitter back up so I can help out with this.
And I'm at Samantha Stark 3 because other people had my name before me.
I guess.
Look, if he wants it, we'll write. We can sit down and hammer out a treatment in like 2 hours,
pretty much. Yeah. I mean, with the mind of Big Jim on this, I think we're okay.
We'll just send him our entire chat.
Here you go. Make something of this bullshit.
Let's just hope it's Gouda enough.
I see what you did there. Don't do it again.
Oh, I got cheese puns for days, motherfucker.
You leave the puns to Jim.
No.
You just sit there and look pretty.
Oh.
Ish.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, come on, bro. I mean,
try and look pretty.
I appreciate the compliment.
Put the bag
but,
back on
you know,
your head.
Yeah, there we go. That's better.
Danny, we're going to need you to stand there and look kind of threatening, but kind of hungry. Can you do that?
That is how I live, bro. That is day in and day out.
On board. On fucking board.
Wow.
Too big to fail. Too big to fail.
Right?
Just the license to print money. All we need to do is to find who wants the other part of the free money.
Right? And I'm okay with that. I'll stand there and be menacingly hungry. Because, you know, again, that's my life, bro.
Dude, if Sausage exactly. Party can get made, this can get made.
No shit.
Get made. This can get made.
It almost seems like it would make a really stupid TV show for Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the goal. That's the plan.
Considering the type of shit they have on Adult Swim sometimes late at night.
They had fucking Aqua Teen Hunger Force. It was talking fast food.
Pretty much. Yeah. But even then, it was like that show left a lot to be desired. But they got shit like Tim and Eric. And I'm sorry, I can't stand it. It is the worst shit. Huh?
I... It's like, I don't get this. There's some comedy and some comedians that I can say, yes, they were very talented. Not my cup of tea at all.
Right.
Leaves to my mind, fucking Man in the Moon. Fucking
Andy Kaufman?
Andy Kaufman, yeah. Just, I never got it. I mean, I got it, but it's like, okay. But not my flavor. I saw what he did with it, which was brilliant.
Oh, I.
And has done since. But yeah, like, it just wasn't my flavor. So, but yeah, Tim and Eric, I'm like, people would like get into that. I'm like, I don't. And I'm a guy that can get into some ridiculous, as you just saw.
Again, yeah, stupid shit is kind of our MO.
Yeah, but and not that. It's just not my flavor.
Yeah. But more so than that, I have an issue with them in general because, one of my big issues that I had to start with was they kind of ruined John C. Reilly's career for me. Because up until that point, I actually had a very strong respect for him, even watching stuff like Step Brothers. But going from that to like Gangs of New York and Chicago and things like that, dude has range and has ability to act. But then he did Tim and Eric and fuck, every role he got after that was just garbage. Just garbage. Yeah. And it's like, fuck, dude, come on. You are so much better than this. And he is starting to come back. They did a movie about Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, that was a fantastic movie.
Oh, fucking amazing job. That was it. It was like, oh, thank goodness. He's finally coming back. But now they got this new show on Adult Swim, and it's like, God damn it. Just go away. You guys suck. Sorry. Yeah. Not sorry. I know it's hard to be a comedian, but, you know, it's really easy to suck at it.
What was it? The old Court and Fat Boy days. Fat Boy pointed out rather brilliantly that in Boogie Nights, like John C. Reilly is in his own movie. That entire movie.
Yep.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He is operating like this has never been done. Like he is operating autonomously, regardless of the camera. And everything else around him, he's just like, I am this goofball fucking character. As everything is falling to shit, and you're seeing this gritty reality of life, here comes this human cartoon, John C. fucking Reilly. And he expertly pulls it off in such a way that, to an untrained eye, it just looks kind of, you know, maybe a little silly. But, like, no, you don't understand what he's doing there.
Right.
And it's a brilliantly crafted character that only he could have done. And it was just, it was of the time, and it was brilliant. So, yeah, no, underrated 100%, I would say. But, yeah, given time, and we'll see him in some other stuff, hopefully.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with it. But, yeah. How did we go from sandwiches to Tim and Eric?
You did this.
I did. My bad.
Yeah. I've never watched Tim and Eric. Yeah. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, well, you're better off for it.
I'm like, who? What?
Yeah, late night Adult Swim shit. And your life is better off without it, in my opinion. But again, whatever.
But they bring in like so many of my favorite other kids. Like, they brought in Weird Al, and they brought in Patton Oswalt, and they would sing the praises of how brilliant Tim and Eric was. And I'm like, I'm just not there.
Yep.
I'm just something that I'm not seeing. If so, then you know, c'est la vie. But I mean, I just didn't get it. It was just goofy, and it would be like. You know how SNL sketches that go on too long kill them?
Yeah.
This is the universe that exists where that extra space kind of comes from.
Yeah.
It is just very odd parallel. They would call it alternative comedy. I'm like, the alternative to comedy is like sadness. I don't like that.
Yeah, no shit. The alternative is just death.
Yeah. Or wood. Yeah. It's like something not funny.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, Trumpism, I guess.
Oh, well. Yeah. It's like that's me looking down the hallway. I'm like, I know where that leads, and it's like,
yeah, like I know.
Going up that hallway every night, and he's like the Kool-Aid man every morning. He's like, oh yeah. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I saw something today that the coronavirus, because of the coronavirus, his numbers are going up.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, my first thought was, well, those are because those are states that haven't been hit by coronavirus yet.
And when they are, those numbers will drastically go down, but not because of voters changing their minds.
No.
Well, no, it's
It'll go down because of loss of voters.
Uh-huh. That was where I... Thank you for picking up what I'm putting down there, buddy.
Yeah.
Subtle. He's like the pickle on the side of the sandwich, right? You don't know if you're going to eat it or not. If it disappears off your plate, you may not even remember eating it. That's Danny. He's our pickle. We need Danny.
Yeah.
I don't know why I felt the need to... Point
that. Thanks for referencing me to the one thing on a sandwich I can't stand to eat, bro. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Well, I mean, would you eat yourself, Danny?
If I could, yeah.
Okay.
Full disclosure, bro. No lying here. No shame, no hiding.
That's why you're taking yoga classes.
Yeah.
He had two ribs removed because he was hungry. He didn't want to suck his own. I mean, he sucked his own dick, but I mean.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Got to do what you got to do in this day and age sometimes, you know?
You can do it.
A dance club called Dejeuners, is that? Can we go back there? That well is still popular.
Sir, I think there's something happening down at Dejeuners. Not this again, Rye.
Cut to the outside of Dejeuner's dance club.
Right? Yes. Outstanding.
It's shameful. It's because this is my life now. This is what will consume me. Right? My tombstone is just going to be like a big stone sandwich. Right? I don't know.
With one of those pimento olives stuck through a toothpick on the top.
I don't know about any of the rest of you, but I'm starving now.
Fuck real, me too, man.
Yeah, I'm hungry. I got food waiting for me right in the kitchen.
Oh, dude, Josie made homemade blackberry mole yesterday. It took her like fucking 5 hours to make because she did everything from scratch.
Did you put it on a sandwich?
No,
I don't care. Because
it'd be going on a sandwich.
I want a sandwich.
Well, that's the thing, dude. It was so fucking good.
Want to get a sandwich?
Huh?
Want to get a sandwich?
Fuck yeah, I want to get a sandwich. Threaten me with a good time.
Just take it to go. Social distancing.
Wait, I wanted to say, though, Danny, your idea where, like, the pimento, like, the stone pimento, like, toothpick through the top of the tombstone, that, like, the hole would be where the candle would go.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now I'm back on board. God damn it, Dan.
No, dude, you're...
Just light a candle in the olive.
Your gravestone needs to be cut in fourths with potato chips dumped in the middle.
No, halves. You got to get the nice triangle cut and separate it so you can put flowers in the middle.
No, I was giving him a club sandwich. Oh, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. A wedge sandwich.
Yeah, that's my dream to be. You know.
How do you feel about frilly toothpicks? I'm for them! Then our club is formed.
Yeah, like I said, you know, a man starts out with like dreams and hopes of like, you know, impacting the world one way, and he just finds himself just like chewing this
at
sandwich.
The bottom of the sandwich stack, you know.
Yeah,
a man dreams of a sandwich.
You're the soggy bottom piece of bread where all the condiments have soaked in. And just made it really hard to hold at this point, bud. But you know what? You still eat it, don't you?
I'm a sandwich that's made out of two heels, like the ends.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, dude,
no,
you're better
no,
than that.
You're way
Come
better
on.
Than that, buddy.
Oh, man, that's how I feel.
You might you're be like, the piece behind the heel where
no,
it's
dude,
a little stiff,
you're like,
but you're good. You're good.
You're like fresh-baked, still-warm, perfectly sliced bread with all, like, the freshest ingredients. And you got it for half off because your name got pulled out of the bowl.
Yep.
My business card. Me and 12 of my friends, co-workers, obviously.
You are the free sandwich at the end of an 11 punch card.
Right. The sweetest one.
I'm worth nothing. Is that what you're saying? I have no value.
Now, I'm saying you're worthless, but you taste the best.
Priceless.
Actually, technically speaking, at that rate, wouldn't the 11th sandwich be the most expensive? Because you literally just bought 10 fucking sandwiches before it just so you can have that one.
Yeah.
And each one of those sandwiches in value are probably only worth like $1.50, but you paid like $7. So, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Jim, that's the most expensive sandwich on the card, bro.
You just shook me to my... I don't know, what's the center of a fucking sandwich called? I don't know.
The meat, bro.
The meat, yeah.
Took it right to the meat.
To the meat, man. Hit me in the meats. Just hit me in the meats, man.
That sounds painful. Do you want to press charges?
Bad touch!
I need a side order.
Show us on the sandwich where Danny touched you.
Sticking your finger right in the middle to the meat. It's right here.
One order, special orders unit, where we specialize.
That's a load of baloney if I ever seen it.
You can't use that word. That's not a word.
Memento, get your fugly face in here.
You're a monster. Yeah.
Sir, we caught these couple of balonies messing. Hey, I don't want to hear that word.
Not here. Not today. Oh, wow.
You will not use the B word in this precinct.
Well, he walks away from this, because Husky Mike has a way with
P.O.L. Don't even spell it!
As corny as it may seem, every culture, what I discovered was I was going through the fucking Wikipedia page of all the different types of sandwiches that exist on this fucking planet, which was staggering, by the way. I didn't hit all of them. There were some that were in languages I could not pronounce, which proves that sandwiches, they bind us all together. They're a universal truth that no matter what continent, what country, what shire, what province, what area you might be, what fallout shelter, there will always be a sandwich. That sandwich is called humanity. What you put on it is what you decide to do. Do you want to put a sharp cheese on there, or do you want to put a softer cheese on? It's up to you. This is food for thought.
Spreading it on thick.
And that
by Big Jim
is Willard. The name of the episode.
Humanity is a sandwich.
Food for thought.
Food for thought.
Yeah, that'll probably be the pilot episode for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. Big Jim's food for thought. That's what we're naming.
Outstanding.
This episode.
Second episode will be today's special.
Now, what was the name of the adult club you guys had going on here?
Dijonais.
Dijonais. Yeah, good place to get, you know, corned beefed.
Oh.
That's what no. That's what happens to you in prison.
Well, yeah.
You get corned beef without the au jus, if you know what I mean.
What happened to him? Looks like he got corned beef, sir.
Corned beef hard, man. A little peppered.
Have you ever heard of the debate, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
That would be a debate. That's a pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, it's meat in the middle of two pieces of bread.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
There are people that have, like, I don't care either way. It's food and it's going in my mouth and then into my stomach and then...
Out your ass? Yeah,
poopy time! Woo!
We know how digestion works.
In Dijonais is like the... You have, like, the women up front. That's, like... The half dog, because they keep like
the half dog.
The dog, which is like the fully nude dancing in the back.
And then the back room's the foot long.
Yes.
Full service foot long.
No, that's the bouncer's name. What would be the champagne room, though? What would they call the champagne room?
The Coney dog.
Coney Island.
That's what you get for $50
down by the pier,
down on Delhi Avenue.
Yep.
You get chili dog for $50.
Ask for pimento loaf.
Chili dog. Wow. Well, what else would
go
they call
down to Delhi? Ask for a pimento loaf. Get yourself a chili dog.
I am kind of curious though. What else would you refer to a hot dog as?
Yeah, Frankfurter.
Well, it's like
a hot dog.
Are they trying to say it's like the difference between what a burger or versus a sandwich, which in reality a burger is just a sandwich. you know, with more meat.
See, here's the thing. I see where the argument can come from, because the hamburger, you've got – the buns are completely split.
And yeah.
It's top.
But let's be fair. All of us have had, you know, those cookouts where the hot dog bun gives up the ghost on both ends.
Well, yeah. Mom didn't buy the good fucking
Yeah, no ones. Shit, right? She bought the off-brand ones.
No, but it's more of a hot dog bun works more like a pocket rather than traditional sandwich. But it's still, like you said, it's still bread surrounding meat. It's a fucking sandwich.
I couldn't get the good buns because Billy wanted his insulin this week, so fuck off.
Well, fucking Billy can't have the fucking hot dogs anyway, so go to hell,
fuck Billy.
Fuck Billy.
I don't want buns falling
you
apart on my hot dog.
You fucking piece of shit, you fucker. No, but at the same time, it's like, well, you look at like a pita bread sandwich. They still call it a sandwich. It's just half of a piece of pita bread opened up and stuffed with sandwich shit.
Yeah.
It's still a sandwich. But it's completely enclosed on the one side. Yeah. So, again, what the fuck, people? Hot dog's a fucking sandwich. Get over yourself.
It's either hot dog is a sandwich or hot dog is this strange autonomous unit just that only exists for a hot dog. Like, hot dog
Wait,
is its
own. Argument.
That's stupid.
Argument. A hot dog is a hot dog. It's not anything else. It's not a that's sandwich, stupid. But some people think it's a sandwich because it's meat between two pieces of bread. It's just vertical, you know. It's just vertical.
Well, technically speaking, a hot dog is just a hot dog. It's just a tube of meat.
Essentially, well, honestly,
you
at that
put
rate,
it in a bun, and then it becomes a sandwich.
Well, true, but I mean, again, even at that rate, you know, you look at things like sub sandwiches, for instance. I mean, how many of us have gotten a sandwich from Subway that they didn't cut all the way through on the sandwich bread? Same concept applies. You want to put lettuce and tomato and onion on your hot dog. People not going to look at you that weird depending on where you live.
No, but I'm saying a hot dog, by definition, a hot dog is just a tube of meat. You put it in a bun and thus becomes a hot dog sandwich. But it's too much to say hot dog sandwich, so we just say hot dog.
Well, and that's the thing.
It's
you're absolutely
thing with
right.
Hamburger.
The
hamburger
only thing that makes it unique to being called just a hot dog is the fact that you're placing it in a breaded device. Otherwise, the hot dog just by itself is that fucking wiener you pull out of boiling water, you know? Yeah, well, you know.
Breaded device.
Yeah, yeah. This weird cryptic machine made of bread and flour.
With, like, some kind of weird
That's what Guy Panini uses to get the paintings out of the...
breaded devices.
Quick, po' boy, hand me my breaded device.
But again,
first of all, I'd like to say I'm so glad that we can have a conversation like this. You know, because we've solved all the other problems. We're going to get down to the real meat of the matter, which is whether the fuck people are that dumb to think that no, it's its own thing. Hot dog, its own thing. If you believe that sincerely, you should be boiled into a fucking hot dog. Like,
right?
You serve no purpose. You are merely meat for those of us that can reason, and you do not deserve to take up my air and my fucking water anymore. But if we boil, I'm going to go here. If we're going to boil this down to the center, a hot dog is less than tubed meat. It is a punishment we put upon ourselves because we hate ourselves. People that like themselves, they don't eat hot dogs. It doesn't cross their minds. It doesn't, like, yeah, I know of hot dogs. I do not eat them. Why? Because I feel good about me. Those of us that aren't that, which is like everybody else, we're like, yeah, hot dogs. No, that's the thing. We need to discuss this. We need to go deep. We need to really plumb the, no, it's a fucking, it's meat and bread. You lose that conversation at that point.
Right.
There's no dance that goes along with it. There's no special preparation. You can eat a hot dog raw or you can cook it. Doesn't matter. You can eat a sandwich raw or you can cook it. Doesn't
or you can do my favorite thing where I boil them and I throw them in a box of Blue Box mac and cheese. Thing about it is, yeah. It's still mac and cheese with hot dogs.
At that point, it's not a sandwich, though.
It is sandwich.
I love the idea that you can raw dog a hot dog. Thanks, Jim.
Fuck yeah, you got to raw dog that hot dog. Get hungry enough, bro. Catch them worms. They really help you cut down around the waistline, you know? Fucking tapeworms for the win.
Okay, the raw dog is the strip club in the crumbs.
That's where patty melt works.
Yeah, she works with the raw dog.
This is why, Samantha, I can't write checks fast enough for you. Always working, always closing, always making that sandwich heart.
I got sandwich in the heart, man.
Get that check. It's not, that doesn't sound good.
I will take a check if all I have to do is talk about and write about sandwiches.
Yeah,
we're not above being mercenary on this. Come on, Seth Rogen. Ball's in your court, buddy.
And then if I could voice, if I could, like, if we got a cartoon of this and I could voice.
Oh, dude, seriously?
Fuck
yeah. If you picked it up, that's part of the deal. You have to let the four of us voice.
At least a couple of characters.
We don't have to be the main characters.
No.
But, well, no, I'm going to say Jim has to be the main character.
I'd prefer it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it comes down to whether or not the checks get written, I will step aside. I will step. I'll step anywhere they fucking want me to step.
No shit, right?
Look, if he can't play the main character, can he at least play the Nibbler?
If nothing else, though, I mean, you got to look at the potential for this type of a show, too. From ad revenue point of view, fuck, this is a shopping list
show.
Dude,
you sell this to Oscar Mayer. You sell this to
Heinz. No shit.
You sell it to fucking Kraft.
Yeah.
Every major fucking ad that is like a consumer good would be like, we can find a room. We can find room for you.
Exactly. So honestly, yeah, this is
you're printing
prime
money
time.
At this point.
No shit. Yeah. It's like it's just like one wrong running advertisement. You know, it's okay.
We've got like three seasons of characters worth to introduce just from the stream.
Wow. And at this rate, for all those kids whose mothers ever told them to stop playing with their food, you.
Oh, the toys. The toys.
No, shit, right?
Oh, my God. The Legos.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
The murder weapons of smear knives, you know? Yeah.
We skipped a part, which was the, Jesus Christ. So, and I'm back in. I'm back in. So we got the main character, Colby
Rye. You never
left. And Colby Rye is hunting a serial killer that uses, oh wait, and Colby Rye doesn't eat sandwiches because he's like, I'm outside the box. He only eats soup. And he's chasing this guy, kills people, and like steals a spoon.
Oh, that's right. The soup spoon killer.
Damn it.
Yeah, and like, there's like a drawer open in the kitchen and like a chalk outline around where the spoons are to show where the evidence was taken.
Yeah, he walks in and goes, let me guess, there's 17 spoons in there. Yeah, Colby, how'd you know?
Why did it have to be 17?
It's him.
Beautiful.
17, we don't know, we don't care. It's just to fuck with people with OCD, because they're going to get sucked into the show, and they don't even like it anymore. This show is going to cause eating disorders. This show is going to change
the world. The sandwich detector's coming on. I got to make a hoagie.
Listen, I told you, I don't know how many fucking times, you don't bother me when I'm making my pre-show Sammy. And you don't bother me during the 30-minute Detroit. I call heaven. They call the show. Okay? So fuck off.
Hey, did you buy any pecan sandies?
I will say,
all I see is fucking ladyfingers over here.
Have you guys recently made any new sandwiches that you don't normally make at home because of all this poor shit?
No, not yet. When I was
a drinker, I was discovered making sandwiches. Why not? So, there was a situation that occurred one night. I was pretty hammered, and I didn't want to wake anybody up. And I thought that for some reason, light in the kitchen on the first floor was going to wake someone up. And the only other person was Malia, who was on the second floor in a dark room. No way that she would see this. So I'm trying to make a sandwich using only the light from the fridge. And what I had bread, so I started off good. But I was like, you know what? I didn't want to like messy up like a silverware and take out like a bunch of jars and like, you know, wrappers. So I'm like, what's around that I can just make a sandwich with? Oh, I see. Cold gravy and onion slices.
Nice.
Down south. So I put that together, and the
you know what goes with gravy and onion? Pudding. Let's put some pudding.
You want some marmalade for that?
Salty. I get it.
Sans pudding. We were without pudding.
Syrup. Syrup goes on sandwiches.
Real. I think I got some baking soda in the back of the fridge, too.
This sandwich is powdery.
Feels chalky.
Which powder? I need some soda or something.
What's funny is, because of all this, I actually made a sandwich based off of a band that I listen to called Psycho Stick, and they have a song called Bacon, Egg, and Cheese on Toast with Sriracha. So I basically created the whole thing, which is, you know, two strips of bacon, over easy egg, pepper jack cheese on top of that, and then sriracha on the top. I just took a second piece of toast and just made it into a fucking breakfast sandwich. Not bad. Not going to lie. I've never been a big fan of sriracha. I honestly always thought it tasted like watery ketchup with a hint of chili sauce.
Well, then you're getting some shitty sriracha.
It's the rooster sauce. It's fucking sriracha.
It's cock sauce.
It is cock sauce. And, yeah, it was one of those things where I was real apprehensive about it, but that was actually a pretty fucking good little sandwich. Highly recommend it. You know.
To make that properly, you should have the egg and the bacon in standard skull and crossbones fashion.
Naturally.
So you got the bacon crossing. You've got the egg first. You know, and I would get it soft boiled so that, like, you know, there'd be a little bit of little yolk, not too much, just cook it right. And then the sriracha you would use to make the eyes and the nose and the teeth of the skull for the crossbones, and then maybe put some blood on the bones and then the other piece of bread on there. That's a proper, I feel, for a band of that magnitude.
That feels accurate.
You know what that sandwich could use?
Hmm.
Pudding.
Pudding, maple syrup, and some baking soda. Fuck yeah. Real.
Drunk sandwich making is never a good idea.
Not really, no. However, I will say I've had some good ones in the midnight hour, particularly after, like, Thanksgiving and shit. You get that day or 4 or 5 weeks old turkey where it's just been sitting in that Tupperware in the back of the fridge, and you're like, oh, fuck, I forgot we had that. And you're just
that's a game of Russian roulette.
I got bread. I got mail. Let's make this shit happen.
When
you know?
Was Thanksgiving? Last year? Okay, well,
fuck
it.
It's June.
Wait. I got bread. I got mayo. You missed the third part, which is I got a lot of regret.
I think that's implied, buddy. That is implied.
Let's roll the dice. See what happens.
Swing.
Daddy needs a sandwich.
Daddy's got yum yums in his tum tums.
Daddy's swimming with disease. Daddy has worms and, like,
again, worms and tapeworms, bro. Keep that waist down, you know? Them holidays fucking pounds are hard to get rid of.
Is turkey supposed to taste fizzy?
For some reason, it feels like it's wiggling, but that's okay. Man, I am losing weight like crazy.
That's a stark insight into Danny's.
You know, when you go to the fridge, sometimes you just have to look again with lowered expectations, you know?
That conversation the next morning when Danny's on the toilet crying out for his wife, oh, we need to clean out the fridge!
Shitter's clogged!
Also call the plumber!
Need a plumber.
Up, other hand around a low and brow. Shooter's clogged.
Shooter's clogged.
Andy, get in here again. You smell the sandwich. Out like a
smells like aged out meats.
No, wait. I wasn't quite finished with the story yet.
Fire on.
So,
oh, yeah.
So the gravy I put on first, like a fool. Because it immediately starts to disintegrate the bread. No plate, because I'm like, I'm not going to be a jerk and make dishes. Right? So I got the dissolving bread substance in my hand, which is making the bread kind of tacky to the skin.
Yep.
Kind of fun thing. Kind of if you had like a burger that the grease is like,
yeah,
causing the bread to liquefy.
Oh, it's just when you make a burger out of home, you know, sliced bread.
Yeah.
That you get that every time.
So I got the fucking this big, like a good like a half inch thick raw onion slice on top. you know, for what purpose, I don't know what it served. And then I put the bread on top of that, and I'm eating it, and then the kitchen light comes on behind me. So I'm totally caught just shame-eating this drunk sandwich of gravy and onion. And I turn around and just, like there's, like, fucking, there's fucking gravy on my face, my beard, on my naked chest.
Shame was implied, buddy.
And she's just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Please tell me your response is, you want some?
Thank you. Yep. Actually, I thought I was being, you know, respectful. I was offering.
You gonna finish what that?
That's how she was able to, like, because all she saw was I was trying to eat something that was, like, not cooperating with my hand. And so, like, I kind of like a Pooh Bear, but, like, not with honey, but with, like, gravy.
Outstanding.
And she's like, there was like a crunch. She's trying to figure out where the crunch was coming from. She's like, oh, you've got an onion slice in there. Okay, good.
Got well, at least he's getting his vegetables.
Something, yeah.
That was probably my reasoning. That was like, I gotta get a veggie in
here. You gotta have veggies in this bitch.
Gotta get a veggie in here.
Too much salty gravy.
The mental picture of Jim turned around, like, eyes wide, like, oh shit, I'm caught. With this fucking mess of a...
And just gravy all down his face and chest.
Yeah, just down his beard and his chest, and he just offers a... Want some?
Want some?
What? Sasquatch pose, but with
his beard. Just, ooh.
Gravy matted in his fur.
That's how it got so brown.
It was the gravy sandwiches.
A lot of late-night gravy.
All the late-night gravy and onion sandwiches, buddy.
Title for the show.
It smells so great.
I bet you were just a winner on the smell scale there, buddy.
It was, yeah, like I said, there was a lot of sadness.
Again, shame was implied.
Not so much implied as, like, laid bare.
Yeah, no,
I'm just curious as what else was in the fridge that he thought gravy and onion makes the perfect sandwich.
Which, by the way, buddy, you could have saved yourself the smallest amount of heartache by just lightly toasting the bread beforehand.
I didn't have that kind of time, bro.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That and the toaster might have woken
people up, yeah. In the house next door.
He didn't want to be a
somebody make you fucking toast?
honey, someone made toast next door.
White bread.
Who's making toast at this hour?
Someone's got to clean out their fucking crumb tray, bro.
It's a commercial for Ring. The family is in bed, and they're just like, they're awoken, not by the sound of, like, breaking glass or an intruder, but the smell of toast, and they're like, I bet you there's a drunk bear.
Honey,
this one's too greasy.
quick, you gotta see this. There's a Sasquatch next door making toast.
So he's got a bowl of gravy and an onion. I don't know what he's gonna do.
Oh, he made a sandwich! He made a sandwich! Oh, this is going on YouTube.
Oh, hell.
Oh, damn it, he vanished. God, those Sasquatches are quick.
Oh, no, he just closed the refrigerator door.
Leaving behind the memory and great footprints leading all the way to the flood.
Love it.
The next day, there's a guy taking
the cast math.
The footprints left
and gravy. The gravy stains.
Oh, he's a big one, this Sasquatch. Oh.
Turkey gravy. Outstanding, Jim. Outstanding. I think at this point, yeah, I need to start looking up recipes for onion gravy sandwiches to send you, because I have a feeling it's a thing. You just were close. Like, you hadn't quite perfected the methods yet there, Biggin, but you were on the right track.
Well, I think, you know, really, you don't have a recipe for that.
You just fly off the handle and make it happen.
You just have a few too many and just see what happens.
And just go to the fridge and like, fuck, I want a sandwich.
There's an empty part in your heart that you're trying to fill with gravy and vegetables and bread.
But I gotta be quiet because I want to wake up Israel.
This is something I would love to do for our Patreon subscribers. It's just to do an audio play of this night.
No shit, right?
Speaking of Patreon.
Yep.
We have our first patron.
Ding, 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 ding.
In accordance to our laws, we will give a shout out to Drew.
Drew!
Thank you, Drew, for supporting this bullshit.
I am so sorry, buddy. I would say you could take your money back.
Look, I will say the last 20 minutes with the Sasquatch sandwich making has been pretty awesome.
Food for thought. Well, you're a badass, sweetheart, and just letting you know.
So, to everyone else, remember, you can support us on Patreon. It's Patreon.com/notanotherpodcast. We have three tiers for $1. Just like Drew, we'll call you out.
We will make the world known that you listen to this hot garbage.
We will say your name on the episode, and we'll put your name in the podcast description on notanotherpodcast.com. For tier two!
Yeah.
You can kind of flaw with that, but I'll save that for the end, because it's like, there's some tangents we go on where people will be like, yeah, I don't know if I want my name put on with
these. You can ask to opt out.
No. That's tier four.
Oh, where you opt out? Opt out, we will not mention
tier
you.
Tier four is a lot more money, but we won't mention you.
We will keep your name the fuck out of it.
You can enjoy the show and know that no one will know that you
like the show. You will be your dirty little secret.
As per it should be.
We will be your mistress that you don't want your wife to know about.
Well, obviously.
The one who does things that your wife won't.
And talks about things that only, you know, you.
That was implied in the doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shame was implied.
Tier two will get you a name shout out. Name on the description. The episode early. We haven't decided how early because James is still trying to figure out how to work it.
Fucking James.
But also, a little page that you can color.
Well, yeah.
A picture of one of us or something we like.
For your sake, you better hope it's Sam.
The first one is me.
In a blanket.
Nice.
Drew's going to be bookmarking that.
Bookmark the fuck out of it.
And then tier three gets you all those things we mentioned before, plus special content.
Woo!
That is.
And what is that special content? Do you remember?
We will do vlogs.
There you go.
We will send you things like, something we recorded today that will not air, but I'm saving it because it was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little audio play.
Maybe.
Of Big Jim making a
in the wee hours of the evening, trying not to wake up his house, neighbors, or the state.
with his refrigerator.
With the refrigerator light as his only guidepost
it with my body.
Everyone goes back to sleep. It's video game logic here, you know. You stab it in front of it, everyone goes back to sleep immediately.
Okay, what am I going to make here? Let's see. We've got, there's lunch meat. No, that'd be too
loud to open the package.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, what if we all recorded our own monologue and had people vote on which one was the best?
Yes! I'm okay with that.
Is this the inner monologue that was going through Jim's head?
Yes, we each perform our own inner monologue.
See, because mine would be all like noirish and shit. So it'd be like, I would stick with Jägermeister and poor life decisions. I'm back in my home, fucking somehow. I don't even remember. But I got home, which was good because I lived there. And then I got a girlfriend.
It's where all my stuff is.
Ironically enough.
And it just so happens I have a key to get inside, so that's good.
I got that going for me, which is nice. Yeah, I got to the fridge. It was
God, I'm hungry. Hungry.
And then he switches gears into the refrigerator was nestled tightly in the corner of the kitchen, seductively under the nightlights of the streetlights coming through
see,
the window.
See, that's how he does it. He does his own voiceover straight, but mm-hmm. then he does the character voice yep. of himself drunk.
Essentially giving away tier 4 right now. Drew's like, for a buck, I got like $70 worth of shit from this one podcast. God.
You are welcome, sir.
We're just rolling the ideas.
That's what happens when you're first, Drew.
No shit, right? All this for you, buddy.
To hate yourself even more.
Shame was implied.
This is the only show that when you're first, you're really last.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Like last resort, last, you know.
It's like gaining a million points in golf, you know. You just, you don't tell nobody about it.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'll try this bullshit again next week.
More sandwich talk.
Yes. And it'll be another week of captivity, so the stir crazy we'll all be feeling will be amped up. So
naturally,
the bullshit that comes out of our mouth will be infinitely more funny because there's that much more crazy.
More people will be talking.
There's baking soda on that sandwich
with maple syrup.
Again, there's no recipe. It just has to come from you and be what's available in your fridge.
Just think of it as like jazz, like food jazz. Just whatever comes to you.
Just literally close your eyes, grab something, and put it on a slice of bread, motherfucker.
There you go, and enjoy.
Let the light from the refrigerator dance just delicately off the top skin of that fucking gravy that you peel back so you can get the juicy, good gravy under.
If I get the skin off in one piece, that's like lunch meat.
It is like lunch meat. It won't go through the bread if I can flip it over.
Yeah, it's just skin.
It's just skin.
It's like a
bread. Yeah.
It's so like a it's like a gravy. Know. It's a gravy scab, and I just want to put it.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're changing the name of the episode to Gravy Scab.
Gravy Scab.
All right.
So here's what we do. If you guys have a crazy sandwich, tag us on Facebook. Our at handle is at humane apple pie.
Still love that.
That's the best handle ever.
You saw how tragic those fucking poor apples are. That bitch.
Jim, were you on that episode where?
No.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, buddy.
Oh man, you missed it.
We
so
we
bad.
Spent. Samantha was telling us about having to make Thanksgiving dinner for her boyfriend's parents and how they were gluten free, and we went off on apple pie for a good, not as long as we went off on sandwiches.
No, no, I want to say it was easily half the show, but
and it was
yeah.
all about how you're going to murder the apples.
Yeah, and you know, humanely, locally sourced, gluten free, vegetarian apples.
Was it Bryce that had the idea to sneak up behind him?
I think use the cord punch. You know.
I suggested just submerse them in water until the bubbles stop.
Smother them with a pillow.
Just walk out with the bowl full of apples like, here, you monsters!
Wait, no,
look what you made me do!
DIY apple pie, motherfucker!
Hold on, I know we're over time, but fuck it. Make a mask out of the apple skins and the necklace out of the cores, and you walk in there just like, happy Thanksgiving, bitches.
Silence of the cores.
Silence of the cores.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Stop screaming, Cloudy.
Have the Granny Smiths given up?
Pumpkin said something to you. What was it?
What was it?
He said, I can smell your crust.
You've added too much cinnamon to your crust, is what he said.
but not today.
I can smell your crust.
Fly back to the bakery, darling. Fly.
Your crust smells like it's been baked at 375 for at least an hour.
I can't
believe it. Murdering Sam.
It rolls the crust or it gets the hose and gets crushed.
It takes the crust and it rolls.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.